Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Unraveling. I'm your host, Lauren Barber, and I am so honored to share this space with you today. Unraveling is a sacred space for you to come to when you feel the need to be nurtured, to be inspired, and witnessed in all the beautiful messiness of life. This is a place for honest conversations, real life emotions, and truth telling. The episodes are intended to be soothing and gentle, yet powerful and impactful, weaving the beautiful art of storytelling together with life lessons, practical tools, and a little bit of magic too. The journey of unraveling has many, many layers, and each of us are on our own unique path. My hope is that the words shared today will offer a spark of curiosity and a moment of resonance, as well as supporting you in your own beautiful explorations. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Let's dive in. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 45 of Unraveling, and what is actually going to be the final episode of Unraveling. So today I want to reflect a little bit on the unraveling journey and what's led me to make the decision to bring unraveling to a close, to open up a new chapter. So in 2018, unraveling was born, and there's been 45 episodes since then, and they have taken me and my guests on a journey for that duration. We have explored so many incredible topics, and I have spoken to so many wonderful, wonderful people in that process. And it's been a huge, huge part of my journey. It's taken me through heartbreak. It's taken me through transformation. I've shared very vulnerably. My guests have shared very vulnerably. Vulnerably. It's full of wisdom. It's full of insight. And that information will always be so powerful. I really, truly believe that, you know, you can pick up any episode and get something out of it. And it took me through motherhood, journeying into motherhood. I shared a lot about pregnancy and about postpartum and what came up for me after the birth of my daughter. And at the time of recording this, she is nearly 20 months. So it really has been like a big part of me. But since I relaunched it this season, I've had amazing guests on and I've really loved the conversations. But a couple of weeks ago, this has probably been building for a while. I've been taking some time just to recalibrate myself. I've come off of social media, so when I'm recording this, I haven't been on social media for 3 weeks. I can honestly say it's been so spacious and so awakening. And I realize in this space, in this void space, which I have to say is often very uncomfortable, not because of not being on social media, but because I have taken away many of the distractions, and those distractions being like continuous productivity and having to do certain things and being on social media and kind of telling myself that I'm doing this all for my business, when actually what I can see I was doing was actually using it as a distraction away from being in this space of not knowing. Because the truth is, right now, I don't know what the next part of my chapter looks like. But then I question, we can never truly know. We can have plans and expectations, and we can put things in motion that are quite likely to maybe take those things forward. But then there's also this chance that it won't work out that way. And I think that this, if I'm really, truly honest with myself, since I decided to come away from my PR and marketing agency 10, well, no, it was just under 10 years ago, I've been on this journey of finding myself, discovering what it is that I want to do with the world, discovering my purpose, but I have never given myself space to breathe and space to really truly be in the void and that unknown place, because it's terrifying. It's really scary to be in that space of not knowing. And yet it is also the catalyst for true transformation and for really finding out who we are. And I guess now as a mother, and I'm not saying that that is the only journey to this at all, but this is my experience I'm sharing. As a mother now, I feel like my whole narrative, previous narrative, has been shattered. And not in a bad way. It has been literally, it needed to be completely unraveled in order for me to be in this space of rewriting my story and moving forward in a way that is truly, truly aligned. Not in a way that I should be doing, not in the ways that I think, because I've done a certain training, I must go and do that. I realize I've attached to so many different labels because it made logical sense, or because it helped me, made me feel safer. And actually what I've needed to do is be in this space of not knowing. And so when I decided to take a few weeks off of sharing podcast episodes, and I've been doing yoga nidras every day. I've been taking time to follow curiosities, and there have been lots of things that have dropped into my radar more recently that I do feel have activated something, human design being one of them, and I will share more of that in my journey as it unravels. But just so many things have popped into my radar that are really truly exciting me, and I feel like I'm finding in the space, I feel like I am actually truly starting to know what I'm here for. And actually, at the very core of that is that I am here to love. I am here to be love, to activate love, to be in a space and a vibration of love. And that might sound really wishy-washy to some, but actually, I think it's the most powerful place and the most powerful purpose that we could ever have, to be love, to act and to live in this vibration of love. Love is not this like just this romanticized idea. Love is powerful. Love is risky, is courageous. Love is potent. And actually, what I've been doing when it comes down to my work has felt beautiful, and I've loved sharing and I've met incredible people, but it's been taking me further away from love to me. It's been taking me further away. I kind of been describing it as I've been trying to go down two paths, because I have one side of me that just absolutely adores and loves business and supporting other people in business and helping them bring their visions to life and helping them to expand into these incredible, powerful beings that they are truly here to be. And then the other part of me is attached to a lot of the labels that I have given myself: yoga teacher, meditation teacher, coach, all of these, like healer, medicine woman. All of these things I've put these labels on myself, and so I've been going down what feels like the path that I should be going down, but in doing that it's been taking me away from the path that my purpose and my soul wants to go down. So as I was laying in a yoga nidra the other day, I was the words, my mantra, my sankalpa is currently, I am love. And the words came through, I am clearing the way for love. I'm clearing the way for love. And I realized that in that space, in this void space, in this place of not knowing, I have been taking away all of the no's, all of those soul no's. And that doesn't mean I haven't liked and enjoyed the things I've been doing, but there is a deeper knowing that they're not what I'm supposed to be doing. And so by clearing away those no's, those soul no's, not a no's of a soul, the no's that are soul deep, I am clearing the path, clearing the way to return to love. And with that, in that same yoga nidra, as you know, I was just receiving drops of wisdom. And sometimes, you know, in a yoga nidra, I kind of don't think I'm even awake, and I don't get those like nuggets of wisdom. But this particular one, I just was open to receive. And it came through about like following ease, following the path of ease. And that is, to me, following the path of love. Not saying it's easy, but the path is made up of things that can be easeful. So choosing ease instead of struggle, choosing to do things that really feel like a pull, like a magnetism, rather than I have to force myself through into this. And what came through was the unraveling was it needed to be let go, that it was keeping me in a place which wasn't allowing me to expand anymore, and that but I love podcasting, I love speaking, I love sharing my voice and other people's voices, I love the conversations, I love the whole art of podcasting. But unraveling did not feel like an expansive place. And so the first realization was that I needed to let go of it. And within that yoga nidra, I made peace with the letting go of it. And then within moments, as I'd kind of cleared away that energy, knowing that that unraveling was going to be let go, I received this very gentle whisper, very easeful whisper of the next step. The next step. And there wasn't any, I need to find a name. There wasn't any, I need to figure this out. It was very, very clear and simple. And for some of you, if you followed me and my work for a while, you'll know that I have created a community called the Heartwork Community. And this is all around sacred business, soulful business, and business that is really stemming from heart leadership. And the name of the podcast was just very simple, the Heartwork Podcast. And I was like, oh, it felt easeful. It felt exciting. I had that like sacral gut excitement that I need as a manifesting generator to let me know that yes, this is something I want to explore. And it just felt like, of course, of course that is the next step of my evolution. And so I very swiftly created some artwork, wrote some words, and have already interviewed my first guest, and it just feels so aligned. And so I'm going to just share the words that I've written to describe what the Heartwork Podcast is going to be all about, to give you a little nugget of what is to come, and to invite you to join the journey if it calls to you. The unraveling episodes will all still be there, which you can dip in and out of whenever you want. But I hope that this next evolution will really give a space for expansion and a space for activations. And I have lots of ideas, and it feels like a really exciting place, exciting space. So the Heartwork podcast is going to be born soon. It is very, I'm not one to do long drawn out launches. As soon as it's ready, it will be alive. And what it will be is a space for inspiration, a space for really questioning the way that we do business now, and looking at experimental ways of finding more alignment in our heart's work. So I'll read you what the words I wrote, just so you can feel into whether this is something that you would like to join me for the journey of. As we enter into a new paradigm timeline in our evolution as human beings on the planet, the Heartwork podcast has been created to support and share wisdom from the change makers who are devoting their lifetime to holding others through the process. This is a podcast for curious souls who are here to tune into a different frequency of what it looks and, most importantly, feels like to run a soul and heart-centered business in the modern age. Enriched with information, divine downloads, and soul wisdom to support and guide you on your path, the Heartwork podcast is a space where you can listen and receive activations from the words that are shared and tune into a more aligned, authentic, and expansive way of running a business. It is time to leave behind the outdated ways of marketing, pushing, and forcing our way to society's old definitions of success, and lean into experimenting and exploring a new way to bring our heart's work to life using human-centered approaches and an alchemy of heart, soul, and sacred strategy to work in a way that feels nourishing, exciting, and fulfilling on a deep level. You can expect to receive learnings and wisdom I have learned on my own journey in business, as well as listen to conversations with others who are walking this path alongside us. This is our time, heart workers. This is our time. So I hope that that has landed in a way that makes you feel, whether it's a yes or a no to joining us on the journey. I just want to express gratitude to everyone who has supported Unraveling and has been with me on this journey, all the guests, all the listeners. It blows my mind that actually when I was looking at the stats, there's been over 10,000 downloads of Unraveling, which I am just so joyful for. And I really hope that I can bring the same energy and nourishment into the next stage for me. It feels extremely exciting and expansive. And actually, there's no sadness around letting go of Unraveling, because Unraveling has served the most wonderful purpose in whatever way it's meant to, and it's led me to this place now. So the last thing I'm going to do is just pull a card for old time's sake, see what wisdom from the cards comes through and wants to be shared. And I'm pulling from the Spirit Animal Wisdom deck. And the card that I have pulled is the butterfly card, Emerging, Take the Leap of Faith. So I don't know who else maybe needs to hear that card today, Take the Leap of Faith. But I don't think I could think of a more perfect card to come up at the end of this journey. So I am taking the leap of faith. It doesn't feel like so much of a leap, more of a step forward, a powerful, purposeful step forward. But it certainly does feel like the energy of the butterfly, this emerging into the next phase. And I'm really excited to continue evolving, and also just honor and accept this sense of pivoting in our lives and giving ourselves permission to change and to move directions and to honor our heart's path. And I really hope that you have got what you needed from this episode, from the podcast. and I hope you'll continue with the journey with us. So I'll be sharing more information about the Heartwork podcast in the next few weeks. If you want to make sure you don't miss out or you want to be in touch with me, then check out my website, laurenbarber.co. Drop me an email, lauren@laurenbarber.co. I would say connect with me on Instagram, but I'm not there currently. So let's just keep it old school and email. But I will share on my newsletter when the podcast is out and ready. So if you want to make sure you don't miss it, then please do sign up. And I just want to express my deepest, deepest gratitude to every single one of you and wish you love, success, expansion, magic, mystery, and everything that you and your heart wishes for in the ongoing journey. Thank you so much, beautiful souls. It's been an honor to share this space with you.